Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day today, as always. Hope you guys have been enjoying the show, getting a lot of feedback from everyone. And be sure to check out the Instagram page that we've been rebuilding, team_healthmasters. Got a lot of content we've been putting up there, especially sales, different information. And, of course, you guys give us a follow on there, like some of the products, and leave a review in the comment section. Be sure we'll reach out to you and give you a coupon code that we put together just for our Instagram family and Team Health Masters on there. So be sure to check that out at team_healthmasters. And also, too, be sure to check out the new product on Product of the Week, the Testo Plus formula. We revitalized this formula about 7-8 months ago and redid the whole thing. You can read the ingredients on it. I'll go into detail on it a little bit later on the show. It's incredibly good at increasing natural testosterone production, one of the best formulas I've ever seen on the market. Gets a lot of positive feedback, and men and women can take it. Really helps out overall vitality, can increase muscle mass, physical energy, mental acuity. Really, really great product. So be sure to check it out. It'll be on sale today as Product of the Week. Since you voted, it won. I'll have that up on the website later on, probably right after the show. So be sure to check that out and read the research on it at healthmasters.com. And one of the first articles that I saw here today, as you guys know, I've talked in detail so many times about why it's so important that pregnant women really maintain healthy levels of nutrients in their body and also get regular blood work. A new study suggesting that 90% of women in this research study are not getting the critical nutrients recommended for healthy pregnancies. The nutrients most missed in the diets of pregnant women in this study of over 1,700 women were basically B12, B6, vitamin D, and folic acid, which, by the way, folic acid for pregnant women, you only want to be taking folate or methyl tetrahydrofolate, MTHF folate. That's the formula that we have, and that is one of the most advanced formulas that's actually bioactive. Folic acid actually has to break down and convert into this when it goes into the body, and so folate is actually the true form that's fully absorbed and has no other issues, because there's actually a certain disorder that causes the body in some cases that it's not able to process folic acid and convert it properly. Same thing can happen with individuals that are B12 deficient. This is why you want to take methylcobalamin, not the cyanide cobalamin, which is basically a cyanide-based, not very good for you. You only absorb about 30% of it after you convert it in the liver, and there's other toxicity aspects of it. So make sure if you're getting B12 or if you're getting folate, make sure you're getting the right forms of it. You can look those up on the website in detail if you want to do more research on them. But what's interesting, the study published surveyed the diets of 1,729 pregnant women in the UK, Singapore, and New Zealand between the ages of 18 and 38. In addition to looking at their diet, researchers took blood and plasma levels through their pregnancy to monitor their vitamins and nutrients. Researchers found that among the women in the trial attempting to get pregnant, they tested low in folate, B12, and vitamin D. By the end of their pregnancies, many had developed low vitamin B6 levels, even though a small portion of the test group had low vitamin B6 levels at the beginning of their pregnancies. In the group, the control group, researchers know that taking an over-the-counter supplement at the start of the pregnancy, including B12 and vitamin D, helped pregnant women maintain adequate micronutrient levels throughout the pregnancy. And this is why it's so important to maintain a healthy diet and healthy nutrient intake. And that's why we put together the Ultimate Prenatal Kit. And also, too, post-pregnancy, you can run that same formula or you can switch over to the Ultimate Essentials for Women. And again, I always recommend adding in additional folate and additional B12 along with additional D3 and in the third trimester, going in and adding in high dose of omega-3 fats. The omega-3s are really important for brain functioning and brain development at the end of the pregnancy. But I wanted to bring that up because I've talked about it so much. And I told you guys we were at the midwife a few months back. She flat out told me that the vast majority of the women now that she's seen that are coming into the midwife center when they test their blood, they're extremely deficient in D3, and these women are pregnant. And the midwife said she's been doing this like 20-something years, and she said she's never seen vitamin D deficiency as bad as it is now. And this goes back to the massive overuse of sunscreen. This goes back to the aspect the majority of people have been inside for the last couple of years, especially during COVID, because so many people were afraid to go outside, you know, because the big bad COVID boogeyman was going to get you after, you know, the afternoon time and the sun came up and all the nonsense that they tried to tell everybody. And on top of this as well, the diets and nutrient densities of the overall lifestyles in the United States and other countries is very, very poor. So make sure you're pregnant, or if you're not pregnant, you want to get pregnant, make sure you're taking the right nutrients and supplements to keep your body and immune system strong and healthy on a regular basis. What do you think, Tim?
I think if you're pregnant, you better start on vitamins and supplements before you get pregnant.
Absolutely.
And if you're taking medications that aren't really good for pregnancy, you need to come off of those before Correct. You start trying to get pregnant. I can't tell you how many people, you know, probably in the hundreds, if not thousands, that I've talked to over the years that have wanted to get pregnant and who were basically taking prescription medications that were contrary as far as if you became pregnant. So, yeah, especially if you're taking drugs that basically are, how should I say this, psychiatric drugs, you really need to work with your physician, maybe getting counseling or trying to be vitamins or trying different things before you get pregnant on these types of drugs, because it can definitely impede and affect brain development in children that are being developed inside of your womb. So be careful with this stuff, guys. I'm not saying to come off psychiatric meds, you know, abruptly, because that can be extremely dangerous, especially, the, you know, some of these compounds that can actually change brain chemistry. But the reality is that, you know, pregnancy is a big deal. And if you're going to get pregnant, it needs to be a preparation time for at least 6 months as far as eating clean, being off medication, being off drugs, making sure your body basically is in tip-top shape, making sure your body fat levels are down, making sure that you've been working out, because you're going to have 9 months and it may end up being sedentary because you may have a problem with the pregnancy. You have to stay in bed more. You have to, you know, not be able to go out and do activities anymore. So be very, very, very careful if you're going to get pregnant taking the right vitamins, especially the B vitamins, especially the folates. Gosh, this is a terrible story. One of the ladies who contacted us about getting pregnant years and years ago, she ended up getting pregnant. She was really haphazard with the whole thing, kind of haphazard with her entire life. And she refused to take supplements, refused to take the biotin, refused to take the B vitamin, refused to take everything, refused to take the folic acid, all of it. Just said, I'll do it all. I'll just eat what I want to eat. And at 6 months into the pregnancy, they found out the baby had no brain.
That's horrible.
No, it's a horrible story. I told you this horrible story when I started. And, you know, and of course, the baby was terminal, and they had to you know, stop the pregnancy. But the problem was is that, you know, how do you address that afterwards? Can't do it. I told you so.
No.
I mean, it's horrible. You're going through that. I just told her, I said, well, next time you guys get pregnant, let me know, and we'll make sure we get you on all the supplements that you need. And sure enough, she went on all the supplements that she needed. She had another pregnancy, and she had a happy, healthy baby. But the problem is that how many times it take to do that before you start learning that just maybe you need to do some research on this. It's like the vaccines, Austin. When Sharon was pregnant with you, we did vaccine research. And I'd already been doing it for years. And I started realizing that, wait a minute, if we're going to homeschool you, if we're going to basically raise you and we're going to be what we're going to be with you as far as parents, we need to make a choice before you're born on what type of vaccines we're going to give you, if we're going to give you any. And so we started reading all the books, like Dr. Mendelsohn's book, How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Pediatrician. And he was a pediatrician. Also, Confessions of a Medical Heretic by Dr. Mendelsohn. If those two books don't get your attention as far as really thinking about the vaccine situation, I don't know what else will. But that's what we did. And when we learned that, Austin, we've decided at that point that we were not going to take that risk with you, that if you turned 18 years of age and you want to get vaccinated with every who knows what, that was your choice. And so that's what we chose not to do.
No, you're exactly right. Because it's funny, because this topic's come up, especially with my kids, with the homeschool co-op, because the vast majority of kids in there, they all have, you know, vaccine exemption forms.
Right.
Because we've all had this discussion on it. And it's interesting because I've talked to a lot of the parents, and they all, almost all of them, are always on the same page. There's a few of them that their kids have gotten some small ones, like a tetanus shot or something like that, and certain things they felt like they may have needed. But this entire shot schedule that they've put together now, where these, it's mandatory. You get this shot in 6 months, and this shot 8 months, and this shot at 12 months, and six, seven, eight shots in one sitting.
I know.
There's no scientific research that even shows that's even remotely healthy, because when they test these vaccines, they test these vaccines singular. They don't test the MMR shot with the COVID shot, with the flu shot. They don't test all these shots together. So when you start doing this to these kids, and all these kids start having these severe health problems, these inflammatory responses, they go, oh, it's normal. Just a normal response. Well, how do you know it's a normal response? Because there is no research that shows testing 7, 8, 9 of these vaccines in one sitting is safe.
Let me tell you another story. It happened yesterday. Good friend of mine. I mean, he's been, you know, a listener to the show. I've known the guy for 20 years. He contacted me. He went on testosterone injections once a month.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in his, probably in his 60s. And now he's developed blood clots. Okay. And that's one of the side effects, by the way, of hormone replacement therapy. You have to donate blood, you know, when you're on testosterone, or you start having all kinds of blood problems. And what ended up happening is he had 5 or 6 blood clots get into his lungs. Now he can't even walk anymore.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, he's like in a wheelchair. And I told him, I said, dude, why didn't you contact me? We've got things like Testoplus.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got things like HGH Stimulate. We've got things like zinc. We have all kinds of natural
vitamin E, natokinase.
You know, natokinase.
Well, the thing that I've told a lot of people as far as that have basically had to do that before is that, you know, if you're starting to go on that type of hormone replacement therapy for men or women, you have to be very, very, very careful as far as maintaining blood work and doing your research and maintaining your overall health. the problem that I've seen now, and this has happened a lot, so I have a lot of people contact me, is that, you know, men and women, they'll go on hormone replacement therapy, and it's just, oh, it's just this prescription I'm taking now. They don't get blood work very often. They don't take supplements. They don't really do anything. They don't change their lifestyle at all, and they just continue to go on what they're doing. And the problem with this is there's so many other factors, and maintaining proper blood viscosity and proper heart health is really, really crucial, especially if you're going to go in that range. And even if you're taking stuff like Tongat Alley or Tribulus Fuel, you want to make sure you're doing proper cardiovascular exercises and you're taking proper supplements. That's why the natokinase and the vitamin E are such an incredible stack at helping the blood flow very smoothly and not get trapped up with blood clots, because it's a serious issue. And then you've got the shots on top of it.
Well, let's talk about it for a second. I've got another friend of mine. He's in his 40s, and he decided, because some of his pastors, this guy's a pastor, because some of his pastor friends were taking testosterone and getting in really good shape,
yeah.
He decided he's going to start on hormone replacement therapy for testosterone in his 40s. Now, his libido was fine. He was fine. There was nothing wrong with him. He just wanted to get in really good shape and burn body fat. And, of course, he ended up taking too much testosterone to develop gynecomastia.
Yeah.
You know, he ended up having, you know, basically, he needed to wear a bra, just be blunt. And I love the guy. He's a good, good friend. And so then he had to go in. I'm not sure what he did. I think he had the liposuction to have that all removed. But the problem with all of this stuff is that he started too young.
Yeah.
Now, I don't do hormone replacement therapy at all. My testosterone levels stay really high all the time. They always have been. But I take supplements every single day, and I work out all the time. Now, if I ever needed to do hormone replacement therapy, I would do it. But I've never done that, never had any intention on doing it. Also, I know his wife ended up going on testosterone pellets. Now, listen to me, ladies. This is a warning. This is a really strong warning, because my late wife did that one time. She wanted to go on to testosterone because her testosterone was low. It wasn't monitored properly, and it completely changed her behavioral patterns. I mean, went from black to white. It was unbelievable what happened and how bad it got. And then when we finally had her tested to find out what was going on, and she wasn't being monitored properly, her testosterone was at 3,500. That's insane. That's like. A hardcore
bodybuilder,
500, yeah. 400, 500, 300 pound bodybuilder, testosterone, injecting testosterone all the time. And it completely changed her brain chemistry. And my friend, the pastor, went on the testosterone therapy. They put these testosterone pellets in his wife, and man, their marriage went to garbage. I mean, it went bad, because all she wanted to do was argue and fight all the time. And that's a problem with this. So ladies, your brain's not designed, being a right brain dominated hemisphere, to take large amounts of testosterone. It doesn't work. That's more for a left brain, for a male brain. You think, well, I don't think you should talk about this because you never – stop. Just stop. I'm telling you what happened to me personally. Be very careful with your marriages, because it's something that I've seen repeatedly now when women go on testosterone. So be careful with this kind of stuff. Use the natural supplements first.
Women can take the
they can take any of this stuff.
It actually is
men
natural.
Men and women can do any of it. By the way, just to change the subject to make something a little lighter, this is a great T-shirt. Want to make everything electric? Start with the border wall.
No.
I'm sorry. I had to segue into something more humorous than that. And I got a kick out of that. I saw that. I said, that's it. By the way, we talked about this yesterday, and now it's happening also in Scottsdale, Arizona. This is an article from Law Enforcement Agency. Luxury home burglary wave. Scottsdale police intensify efforts against organized South American gangs. And they're targeting homes in, you know, expensive areas. And they're coming in and stealing jewelry. Basically, what they're doing is smash and grabs, coming in and taking your stuff, and then they're running away. Now, here's another article. I'm going to spin it a little bit. It's from Zero Hedge. And it says that basically the French units in Ukraine will be a priority target, warns Russia. Russian intelligence has alleged that France is preparing a military contingent of 2,000 troops to be deployed in the ground of Ukraine. The claim was made by director of Russian Foreign Intelligence Services on Tuesday. Now, I'm going to stop here for one second. I don't know if this is true or not. This could be complete disinformation. But here's what I do know. It was called the Maginot Line. Now, a lot of you are looking at me like, what is he talking about? It was in France, and it was built after World War I to prevent the German hordes.
The barbarian hordes.
Barbarian hordes from invading France. And then France thought, we're going to build this giant defensive wall along most of the border, you know, of France. And then what happened is they had a force right north of there, the Ardennes force, and they decided they weren't going to build it there because nothing could get through the Ardennes force and that they would not be able to move troops through it. So what Germany did when World War II started, they just went around the wall through the Ardennes force, knocked the trees down, and invaded France in a few weeks. So
yeah.
If the French guys are sending to – oh, gosh, I shouldn't even say this because a lot of you are going to be French. I'm going to do it anyhow. This is going to kind of a funny joke. If the French that are being sent to Ukraine, if that's indeed true, fight like the French did in World War II, Russia doesn't have a lot to worry about. And I'm saying that for a reason. I like the French people in general, except for the Parisians. And I've had some serious issues with Parisians every time I've ever gone to Paris. And so at this point in my life, I don't ever want to go to Paris again. But if you get into the countryside of France, some of the nicest people you've ever met. But I just thought I'd say a little bit of irony on this because of the Maginot Wall. You guys can do your own research on that. In fact, parts of that still exist because it was poured with this 20,000 PSI.
Great wall. Probably go around it.
They don't know how to get rid of it still. It's so complicated. It's because it's so dead. The concrete was so heavy. But anyhow, what's your next story?
Well, now, this is crazy too, though. And I was looking at this earlier, and they're discussing that how in Ukraine, Parliament's passing another mobilization bill. Essentially, they're trying to conscript like every single living human male in the entire country now. Now they're talking about going after the EU countries that draft dodger Ukrainians went to and trying to basically extract them out of Europe and drag them back to Ukraine to throw them in the meat grinder over here.
Well, you got to remember
this is getting sadistic.
And this is just a fact. A lot of the Ukrainian people, a lot of the Ukrainian soldiers were basically neo-Nazis. They were Nazis.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They're running around with swastikas on their uniforms. And they were a big group of them that were in Ukraine after World War II
and
who supported Hitler. And a lot of these guys are still running swastikas or were running swastikas. And so I asked this question a few months ago, and I ask it again. Is the main reason that they decimated Ukraine is because they want to get rid of the indigenous population and all the pesky Nazis over there? Let me tell you a funny story. We were in Washington, D.C. a few years ago. And one of my kids and I were going to travel to Europe and with Sharon, and we found out the night before we left that he had his passport expired. And, you know, passports are a pesky thing. And so we couldn't go. So we decided to go to Washington, D.C. instead. So we went up to Washington, D.C. We flew up the next day, and they were having a neo-Nazi rally. I'm not joking here. They were having a neo-Nazi rally. And so we walk into this rally. And there's all these protesters, like 8,000 protesters, Austin, at the neo-Nazi rally. And they're really weird. I mean, and forgive me for using these kind of terms, but they're wearing like vagina hats and they're carrying these weird signs. And it was a whole pro-gay, lesbian, all this stuff. It was weird. And so I'm in the middle of all of this stuff. So finally, I'm looking for the neo-Nazis, and here they come. They're marching down the streets. They got helmets on. They got shields on. They're carrying shields. They're carrying lead pipes. They're banging the shields with the lead pipes. They're walking down. They look like a bunch of stormtroopers with boots. And I said, oh, my gosh, I see the neo-Nazis. And they go, oh, no, that's not the neo-Nazis. That's Antifa. They're against the neo-Nazis. And I'm like, those are the good guys. I'm like, why are they carrying shields and why are they carrying, you know, helmets and why are they banging their pipes? And you know, why are they wearing boots and, you know, why are they wearing masks? I mean, why can't we see them? Oh, no, no, those are the good guys. I said, they don't look like good guys. They're pretty doggone scary to me. I mean, what the heck, man? This is Washington, D.C. I can't have a gun here. This is weird. And they look at me like, why do you want a gun here? I have to start with that because, remember, these are all the liberals. I said, never mind. I said, where are the neo-Nazis? Well, they're on the other side. Well, we couldn't get to them. They were like fenced off, cordoned off. You couldn't get close to the neo-Nazis. And I said, well, gosh, I said, these guys got to be old people. If they're Nazis, they're going to be 80, 90, 100. They go, oh, no, no, no. These are the neo-Nazis. I said, are they in wheelchairs? Are they at all? No, these are the young guys. And I'm like, oh, okay. So we're protesting young guys that are supposed to be neo-Nazis, new Nazis. They said, yeah, that's what we're protesting. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So I'm walking around talking to the weirdos. So finally I go to in the hotel room that night, which was a couple blocks away from the site, and I'm turning on the TV, and there they are. They have the entire neo-Nazi rally speakers that spoke for like 10 minutes. They've got his entire speech on TV, and he's wearing a three-piece suit, tight haircut like me in Austin, no tattoos, not that there's anything wrong with tattoos if you really have tattoos. And so he basically said, look, we have to have better border controls. We have to learn how to protect the country and the values of the American country and the Christian values that we had in this country. We've got to realize that we bring people in that aren't basically part of our citizenry. They have to be indoctrinated into what we believe here and learn the Constitution of the United States. He's saying this stuff. So finally, I watch him. I think, well, he's going to start this neo-Nazi stuff. And finally, he said, okay, we're done. And that was it. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. They're protesting this guy, talking about tighter border security and controlling the borders of the United States of America. And I said, isn't that what every conservative believes? I thought to myself, how odd is this? But they were the bad guys. But the guys running down the street with the Antifa, the pipes. Oh, by the way, watch Dr. Zhivago, a movie that was done back in the 60s. Great movie. And they have Antifa in Russian, basically that were going against the quote-unquote Nazis, and they called them Antifa in Russia. And that's where that term came from, with the Russian Soviet Socialist Communist Revolution that went on for over a decade, killing up to 50 million people, including tens of thousands of priests in Russia. Just thought I'd mention that. Austin, what's your next story?
Well, you know, the thing that's interesting is this topic keeps getting brought up by a lot of individuals because people are failing to realize as far as the aspect of border control and what we're seeing here in the United States. And if you, go back and watch, look at history with the Roman Empire fall and everything that happened with that. And essentially, during the fall of the Roman Empire, the entire aspect of, you know, theater became very popular. They started having the Colosseum fights all the time. They started basically having parties all the time. Everything became more and more decadent as more and more distraction. They kept everybody focused on what was happening in the Colosseum instead of actually what was actually happening in the country. And you saw this, and they started running out of cash and everything that you can do the history on. It's very interesting. And we're watching the exact same template happen here in the United States. We're having this invasion from the barbarian horde, so to speak. We're having the cash flow completely dry up, massive, massive amounts of debt that can't be paid back. We're having massive distractions. Does anybody else find it remotely odd that now we're suddenly getting all these bills passed to allow sports gambling legal in almost every single state now? Does anybody have picked up on that? For the longest time, there's only a few states you can have legal sports betting. There's different restrictions on internet commerce with sports betting, lots of restrictions on it. Now, suddenly, all these states and different parts of Congress have passed all these laws. Now it's been such a priority to allow sports betting in pretty much the entire country now. You should have it down here in Florida. Why is it suddenly that this stuff just happened to pop up now? Well, again, it keeps people distracted. Keeps them focused on their NFL team bets, keeps them focused on all their other bets that they can do. They continue to stay more and more and more and more distracted while the banker boys continue to extract more money out of the economy like they always do, while everything else is happening behind the scenes and Rome's on fire, so to speak. Everybody's partying and betting and going to the Coliseum and going to all the games and focusing on nothing that's actually relevant. It's really, really crucial that people realize now there is an enormous change in this country that's happening right now. It's not for the good. I mean, if you look at this country now in 2024 and you look back just 10, 12 years ago, you go back to, you know, 2012, 2014. You know, I remember when I first started really waking up about 10, 15 years ago, about 14 years ago. I was about 21, 22. I really started to wake up. And I remember looking back now just at that phase and how much different so many things were. And I mean, now you've got this concept, this federal judge, you guys have seen this, has gotten almost hardly any mainstream media coverage. This federal judge now has dropped charges against an illegal alien in Illinois, effectively ruling in defiance of federal law that illegal migrants now have the right to carry firearms in the United States. If you guys saw this, this is really, really bad precedent. Section 922 of Title 18 of the U.S. Code bars illegal aliens from carrying guns or ammunition or from purchasing firearms in the United States. Habituara Flores was charged under this law when he was found in Chicago carrying a semi-automatic pistol without even having it registered, which, by the way, you guys know me. I am not for any type of firearm registration whatsoever. However, what's happening with this federal judge ruling, this is an insane precedent that you literally just flipped on the Krispy Kreme light in the United States and said, hey, listen, if you're a legal alien and you're here illegally, you don't have a right to carry a firearm, and firearm laws essentially don't apply to you. They don't apply to you the same way they apply to American citizens. The Obama-appointed Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman claimed that the statute violates the Second Amendment rights of the illegal alien. Now, I'm not sure if this lady understands constitutional law, but if you're not a citizen of the United States, the Second Amendment doesn't apply to you. There is no constitutional amendments if you're here illegally. That would be like me going to the UK illegally without a passport and demanding that I have certain rights and I'd be able to go talk to Parliament and I have all these aspects of rights that I have there. That doesn't happen. They look at you like, dude, go back to your country. What are you doing here? You look stupid.
We're going to ban you now.
We're going to ban you. Yeah, get out. Please leave. But again, now we have this ruling. And what's crazy about this now is that this not only is setting a precedent in this situation, you're effectively telling everybody here that the rule of law doesn't apply for you if you come here legally. And this goes back to what my buddy told me from Venezuela, where he said, these guys that are coming in, he goes, majority of these guys, these are not asylum seekers. These guys are militia. These are gunfighters. There's a reason why they're all 19, 20, 21, 22 years old, and they're getting prepaid cards as soon as they get in the country. They're getting cell phones with coordinates as soon as they get in the country. They're being housed up in hotels with free food and free water and free housing indefinitely. Why would you do that for individuals that are coming here illegally, that they're simply showing up and you're giving them all this stuff for free because you're building an army? That's the only reason why. And so everybody needs to realize this, that this is starting to happen very, very abruptly. Like Dad talked about earlier, the issues in L.A. and in Scottsdale now, where they're talking about this massive organized South American gang crime that he brought up earlier. And I was doing some more research on it. And this is an entire organized crime unit now that they have figured out how to come in the country on visas or illegally. They're hitting all these super high-end houses in states that have very restrictive gun laws and stand-your-ground laws. They're stealing watches, Rolexes, diamonds, cash, purses, shoes, anything they can get their hands on that's high-end. They're jumping back and going back to their country and dumping all the product and selling it on the market. And this is becoming systemic. Like, I didn't realize how bad this was until I started doing the research on it. They're talking about hundreds and hundreds of these incidences now that are occurring every single year. This is why it is so important to know how to defend your family and defend your country and defend your house at any and all times. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. Speaking of things changing very rapidly, Tyson Foods now is facing immense criticism as we're selling out Americans in order to hire illegal immigrants. This is nuts. If you guys have seen this now, Tyson is closing its facility in Perry, Iowa, and laying off 1,200 workers. They're shutting down the Iowa Pork Facility, the popular food processing company, which, by the way, in Perry, Iowa, the population is only 8,000 people. And Tyson, they employed over 1/8 of the population of that town now. Now Tyson's basically shutting down this facility, and they've now said they're going to focus to their New York site and transfer everything over there. However, they have now said that they will be profiting, they will be partnering with nonprofit refugee groups to now hire thousands of illegal migrants as their main priority through their DEI platform as far as in Tyson, because they want to be more diverse. So they're laying off American workers in a small town in Iowa to open up another facility to have it almost operate fully on illegal migrants that are essentially getting all these types of grants and jobs. This is wild. And again, you want to find out who owns Tyson?
I just looked it up.
Vanguard, BlackRock, Price Associates, State Street, and Wellington Management Group.
I was looking it up while you're talking.
Lest you think anything changes.
It's funny. It's just it's gosh. It's the same. You know, it's you know, you look at this stuff, and we talk about it for years, and we kind of tell everybody who's doing what and why they're doing it. And we're pulling the, you know, it's like little Toto in The Wizard of Oz, this little dog. You know, I get you and your little dog too, right? And this little dog is basically sitting there, and they're, you know, and everybody's going, this wizard, this grand wizard, and the flames are blowing. Amazing movie for the 30s with the special effects. And all of a sudden, we don't know what's going on, and the wizard's yelling at him. And also the little dog walks over to the curtain, grabs it with his teeth, and kind of pulls it apart. And all of a sudden, there's this guy standing back there, and he goes, "Ignore the man standing behind the curtain." And the wizard says, because he's playing the part of the wizard. And I guess that's what we are. I guess we're kind of like Toto.
You're pulling the curtain back.
I guess we're Totos. I kind of like Last of the Mohicans better, but we pull the curtain back, and we see who these people are, and then we try to point it out to you. And it's like you said, the destruction of the United States yesterday. To talk about the sports betting, let me just kind of keep it in order.
Yeah.
I have a good friend of mine. He works out with me every day, 6 days a week. He's a pastor. He used to play for the Cleveland. He used to play for Buffalo. And when he got out of the NFL, they actually offered him a job with sports betting. And they told him not to let his friends bet on the NFL because it was not basically, you know, licensed as a sport. It was licensed as entertainment. And that all the games were rigged. People are always asking me, you watch some football, NFL? I said, no, I don't do that. And so I'm just letting you know that. So when we get all wrapped up, that's part of this. This whole thing was sports and tying everybody up to be a team. I'm a Buffalo Bill. I'm a Buffalo. I'm a Buccaneer. Okay. I'm a Cougar. I'm a Jaguar, or whatever you're going to be, right? I don't know about Cougars, but whatever. But the point is this, you know, we lose our ability to be who we are at work. We lose our ability in many cases in our marriages to be who we are. And so we have to try to find some type of affiliation with a sports team so we can cope with our life. Well, my team are the Buccaneers, and I'm rooting for the Buccaneers. I'm a Buccaneer. And you go, I thought you were a human being. No, I'm a Buccaneer. That was done on purpose. They did that to us on purpose, just like the gladiatorial combat.
Yep, exactly. Okay?
This is what also was talking about Rome. That's why I'm tying this back together. Just like in Rome, you know, people would support certain gladiators. They were like, yep. They were like heroes. They were like big-time heroes. A lot of them were given their freedom. They still continue to fight because of the notoriety they had.
Actually, a lot of them got paid later on.
They got paid. And so they were like mercenaries, and they were going in there and killing everybody. If you watch the movie with Russell Crowe, you know, Gladiator, you'll see that. They're like heroes. Everybody's chanting and calling their names. And that's all the NFL is again, isn't it? We're back in the Coliseum. Some of these guys are playing to the death, dropping dead on the field, all this other kind of stuff. You're thinking, well, yeah, I know you're not. You'd be ridiculous. Okay, whatever. Watch it if you want to watch it. Just realize these are really good athletes. I give them that.
They're
amazing athletes. And I love watching it every once in a while, especially when you see somebody throw a ball 80 yards. I mean, who could do that? And so all these crazy things happen to us all of the time that we don't realize that it's manipulation, it's psychological programming, so we can be part of another sports team, so we can be part of a winning team, so that can pacify the masses. Yesterday I was talking to Van, my NFL buddy, and I said to him, I said, the Bible says the crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but people are tested by the praise they receive. And I've quoted that a lot of times in the past. And that's basically out of Proverbs, Proverbs 27:21. And what it's talking about is determining the purity of gold, the purity of silver. And it's also how people, when they start getting a big head and they start getting praises, that they basically start becoming somebody else. That's a real problem for people to become to get notoriety. And so we have to understand that that's not how it works. Everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time. You know, we all are here, but by the grace of God. And being a Christian, Christianity needs to come with a warning label. People, what do you mean by that? I'm telling you this, and I mean this very sincerely, because the power that you're given by the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you now. And when you start praying, you start changing the fabric of space-time. You got to be careful with what you pray. That's why I don't do imprecatory prayers ever. Don't do those. But what you need to realize is that, you know, if people understood what true Christianity is, it would change their lives forever. Most people have no idea what Christianity really is. And that's why we talk about it the way we do on the show here. It's incredible that we have that. Watch yesterday's show. And thank you, by the way, for all of the, you know, all the great comments I had about yesterday's show. It means a lot to me when you guys say stuff like that. But I want to say one thing about Van, and I talked about this yesterday. Both he and I picked fruit in Florida in the middle of orange groves. Way back when there were still fruit trees here before they killed them with chemtrails and all these bacteria things and all the chemicals and all the other stuff. I'm not going to go there today. But what happened is that orange grove was like a crucible. You know, when my kids were young, my crucible here on my property, we're cutting 12-foot-tall viburnum hedges. Austin remembers this.
I hate viburnum.
Oh, I still to this day will not cut another one. I have a great guy who works with me and for me, and he helps me keep the things trimmed. But the reality is that
they're way smaller than they used to be.
Oh, yeah, some of them are cut down to 5 feet now. Some of them were 14 feet. And I would bring the kids out there, and I'd teach them how to use a chainsaw. I'd teach them how to use clippers. I'd teach them how to pick things up. And we would work in the yard together. I'd do it with them. I would teach them how to work. And I'm talking from like the ages of 8. They would be out there picking up bushes and stuff. And that orange grove was the same thing. It was the crucible. And I was talking to Van yesterday, and I said, you know what's interesting to me is I did that probably 20, 30 times in my youth. And I said it was probably one of the most miserable experiences I've ever had. But it was paying like, you know, 2 or 3 times minimum wage. So if it's minimum wage is $12.50 an hour, $12 an hour in Florida right now, that's like making $36 an hour. You're 14 years old. 13
yeah.
years old. Obviously, you're making some money. Okay. And so I would do it because I wanted to stack some cash. And I would go out there and work. And I brought several other people with me. And most of them, in fact, every other one I brought out there with me didn't want to work. They didn't want to work. They just wanted to play. They would sit on the, you know, the bus all day, or drink water all day, or have lunch as soon as they got there. And Van and I were talking, and he said that his brothers, one guy was his brother, whether his name Paul, that he would work out. He'd work really, really hard. Paul became super successful, as did Van being in the NFL. But then his other brothers, they didn't want to work. They wanted to go have lunch, go use the bathroom. They wouldn't do anything. And I saw the same thing with the people that went out there with me. The ones who wanted to work would work. The ones who didn't want to work never worked, and their entire life ended up that way, Austin.
Yeah.
They never did anything with their life. So it's a crucible. So when you teach your children how to work when they're young, when you teach them that everything's not a game, when you teach them that really they have responsibility even at a young age and they have to do what's right. I'm not saying they can't be in sports. I love sports. I think it's great when kids are in sports. But they've got to understand at a very, very young age that life is not a game, that it continues to go on whether you want it to or not and whether you can pay the bills or not. I told this to Austin when he was younger. I have no idea why I'm talking about this today. I told this to Austin when he was younger. I said, the people that really care about you are truly committed Christians who know you and your family. And that's it. The vast majority of the world doesn't care whether you pay your bills. They don't care if you succeed. They don't care about anything. That's why on this show, I pray for you guys all the time. I mean, I pray all the time. I'm always walking around praying. And the thing about it is that I want you to be blessed. I want you to have the best life that you could ever be. I want you to walk circumspectly with the Most High God and have a great marriage and great life. I want that with your life. I really do. But the reality is that, you know, a lot of other people don't want that for you. That's why I pray for you. That's why when you support us through Health Masters and you buy your supplements, your Testoplex, your magnesium, brain food, or whatever, it changes what we can do, and it gives us the opportunity to put in a studio like this and pay for these expensive cameras and stuff that we have. So thank you for your support, because so many people go through life and they never say thank you. They never say please. I want to say thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for praying for us. It's really important. And when you have kids, teach them how to work. Make them do manual labor. They're going to hate it. I'm going to let you know that up front. But what it's going to do is going to teach them to stay in college. It's going to teach them to continue to work. It'll teach them to find a profession they can do, even if they're a plumber or electrician, which is great. Anything's better than picking fruit. Just I mentioned that to you guys. That was horrible. And I don't know if my mom did that on purpose, trying to teach me something or not. I don't know. I'd love to ask her that question now. But the reality is that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But sometimes when we're young, we need a little push, Austin. How those Viburnum Hedges work?
Yeah, the Viburnum Hedges. Notice I have none of my property. I know. My house.
You have like no landscaping.
I have rocks. Got the Arizona look. No, it's part of it, though. You learn when you get older. And I've been doing that more with Hunter now because he's seven. So, I mean, I've been doing
some. I'm the working
stuff. He's been doing some stuff here and there. You know, I'm getting him rolling in it. And I've taught him how to do irrigation sometimes and everything else and learn how to change Hunter heads out. And just little things you have to start doing. And you have to start teaching them how to also take care of stuff. You know, how to wash the vehicles, how to take care of their bicycles, how to keep the tires aired up, how to keep the chains lubed, all these different things that are just small, small little things at the time, but they equal out to a very, very big, impactful event later on in life when you add them all up together. And that's why, again, like Dad said, you know, thank you for supporting Health Masters on the show. We do this every day for you guys. I mean, you know, we're here on the show. We're bringing this information. Notice, I don't have a giant subscription platform. I'm not charging you guys. We're not charging you this. We're not running ads. We don't even have a commercial. We've never had a commercial on this show in 8 years. We could monetize the heck out of it with commercials. Everybody wants me to put commercials on the show, but I'm not going to do it.
I don't want to do commercials.
I don't want to do commercials. A, I hate commercials. B, that's why I don't have television. I hate commercials. And C, we talked about this repeatedly. Dad and I had detailed discussions on it. We talked about, well, maybe generate some more revenue, help cover the costs. We start doing ads, start bringing more cash in. The problem with it is, as you have seen and everybody has seen now, is when you start having these companies come in and start putting ads, they start telling you what you can and can't talk about. And you start making a lot of money, you start getting a lot of ads, you start getting a lot of revenue, and all of a sudden they come in and say, oh, by the way, you know, you're generating pretty good cash now. You know, you're getting a nice check every month with the ads. But yeah, you can't talk about this. This is verbatim. You can no longer talk about the
company. Happened with my friend Doug Hagman.
I know a lot of guys in alt media, and you've seen it happen with YouTube. You've seen YouTube yank so many people down as soon as they talk about stuff. You've seen on social media.
Us too. We got we got yanked off YouTube like 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah. And that's why we're rebuilding the Instagram platform again. We're keeping that platform primarily for kind of a community for people to be able to connect and see who comments, and also to put promotions out there with different products. But here on this show, this is an open platform for us. We don't have any restrictions on it, as you guys know. And we keep the topics rolling all the time with a lot of health and nutrition.
It gets weird sometimes.
It does, but it's fine. That's what we're here for. And again, I want everybody to be healthy, because I learned a long time ago, when I have close friends, when I have family, when everybody's healthy and everybody's strong and everybody's pushing, everybody's more successful. I enjoy when my friends do good. I enjoy when they get stronger. I enjoy when we hit new PRs in the gym. I enjoy those things because everybody's working off each other and everybody's got that synergy, that camaraderie. And so again, I appreciate the support, and I hope everybody else is doing the same with encouraging one another, gassing everybody up, encouraging people to stay healthy and strong on a regular basis. Also, to another news, this is interesting, another article that I saw here. I was going into detail on some of the stuff earlier about, remember I talked to you guys about the interesting market of state of affairs we're in now. They said there's already over 220 bank branches that have closed so far in 2024. Quietly enough, nobody's really talked about this at all. They're saying now at the end of the year in total, they're expecting over 1,300 bank branches to be closed by the end of this year. This is what happens when you start allowing acquisitions and mergers and essentially monopolies. The way they've got around this now with Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street, with not having the monopolistic laws kick into place, because it's not, you know, Rockefeller Inc., you know, Rockefeller Laundromat, Rockefeller Grocery Store, Rothschild, you know, printers. They've done this now by having these companies, like these equity firms like BlackRock, but they control all these aspects with shares, but they don't own the entire company as a whole, but they own every company, so they all have controlling factors in every factor of it. So what they're doing now is they're doing a full-blown takeover of the banking community now, and they want to have about six or seven major banks that own all the banks. There are no small mom and pop banks anymore. These guys control every aspect of the financial sector. And so that's what you're going to be starting to see now a lot this year. So again, be very cautious on what you're doing as far as the banking. I'm not giving you financial advice, but I am telling you, use wisdom, because there's a lot of very strange things that are happening right now in the markets. And again, this is something to be aware of. And also too, at the same time, we're telling the illegal migrants that they can have open access to firearms and they can do whatever they want. Essentially, this federal judge, this now a new House bill with over 140 Democrats have now signed it, with the ability to block veterans from being able to purchase firearms for pretty much any reason they deem fit, including mental issues or any other flag that gets popped up. This is goes back to the Clinton era gun ban that was rolled back by the Senate by an amendment put forward by John Kennedy back then. And essentially they're trying to roll this through now. There's a reason why. Let me tell you guys this. All the guys I know, all the combat veterans I know, these guys are operators. They're not a joke. These guys are serious individuals. They're serious warriors. The federal government has gone rogue. We already see that now. When you come in and you have these groups that are coming in and saying illegal migrants, they can buy firearms, they can purchase firearms, they can carry firearms.
In Chicago,
of all places. This one in Florida. I would be like, yeah, I could see them trying to pull it off in Florida, Texas, Chicago, though. No. And yet now you're saying combat veterans that served their country and did 6, 7, 8, 9 tours, we deem you unfit to own a firearm now, just because we deem it. They don't want these warriors being able to have the ability to defend this country from domestic or foreign invasion. That's why they don't want these guys having the ability to own firearms. That's why they're trying to ban this. There's no legitimate purpose that you come in and you tell your warriors, your guys that come back from fighting, that they can't have arms. That'd be like telling the Spartans when they come back from battle, you got to put all your spears and swords up. You have no access to your weapons anymore after you retire. It makes no sense.
Well, it's like telling NFL players they can't watch NFL football after they retire.
Yeah, they can't throw a football after they retire. Yeah. This concept makes no sense at all. But again, it does if you're trying to break down the defense structure of the United States, because that was always the basis. If you look back in the Republic and after the Revolutionary War, all the guys that basically signed the Declaration of Independence that were involved and instrumental in building the Republic, they were all gunfighters. These guys were all fighters. They were very adamant about maintaining a militia and maintaining a population outside of the armed forces that knew how to fight. Retired military, young militia, retired militia, all these guys at any point in time, they came out of retirement if they needed to do so to defend the country. And that's a concept that Americans have gotten rid of now in their own minds, where you think, well, it's not my responsibility. Let somebody else handle that. It's not my responsibility to defend myself or my family or my friends. I'll let somebody else do it. I'll call the cops. Good luck with that, because I'll tell you, you talk to any law enforcement that's actually awake, they'll tell you the only thing you need to be able to do is learn how to defend yourself, because law enforcement, majority of the time, they show up to write a case report. That's it. They don't show up hardly ever in time, simply because they're too spread out now, and now we're dealing with this aspect of these cities where it's just total lawlessness. I was watching a video the other day, and it was out towards L.A. This is crazy. It was on social media, and these groups, like 500-600 people, were having this giant car rally, but it wasn't a good car rally. They're doing like donuts in the middle of the intersections. Just hoodlums, total thugs doing donuts, tearing up property. One of them's jumping on cars. And this old guy out there got out of his car, so he couldn't get out of the intersection. And he basically had this, it looked almost like a bag. And he tried to hit one of the cars and basically was telling him to stop. This guy was like probably 75 years old. He's like, dude, you're blocking the whole intersection. You're doing donuts in the intersection. And basically this group of individuals ran over to him, probably about 15 or 20 of them, jumped on him and started curb stomping him. This guy's like 75 years old on the ground, and this group is sitting there stomping him, unconscious. Finally, a bunch of people run over there and kind of try to break it up, and then all these little thugs disperse, and they run off, and they're trying to get this guy back in his car unconscious. This is the state of affairs you start having in a lawless country. This is why you have to understand certain situations you need to step out of. Certain situations, if the time arises, you got to be able to handle the situation.
You know, like we mentioned the other day, the old Kenny Rogers song with the gambler, you got to know when to hold them, you got to know when to run. And sometimes you don't need to be in situations that, you know, it's unequal force. If you've got 100 people that you're going to have to try to defend against, or you can just step away.
Yeah. Especially if you got family with you.
And, you know, it's interesting, too, because, you know, if I go into a restaurant, I've said this 100 times on the show, I always sit with my back to the wall.
Oh, absolutely.
Yesterday, I was having lunch at the Acropolis restaurant in Ybor City in Tampa. Great food, by the way, but be careful with Ybor. I wouldn't go there at night. And what was interesting about that is they had us sitting at a table, and finally I asked the server, I said, can I please move with the window, because I'll be able to see who comes in the front door. And they know me over there, so they said, sure, we'll move you.
Yeah.
And so
– absolutely.
And I'm that funny about that. You think, well, are you serious? Yeah, I was that. I want to see who came in the front door. I don't like not seeing around the wall or around the corner. I want to make sure that I'm aware of my situations because I'm – because I carry a concealed weapon. You guys know that. I'm licensed to carry one. I've had one for many, many years, decades. And, you know, I've never had to shoot anybody. Don't want to shoot anybody, quite frankly, because it changes everything. But the reality is this world has become so lawless now that you've got to take precautions and be careful so you can defend yourself and whoever you're with. There's an interesting article here, and it says, has America run out of time? For those that love America, these are very trying times. We've watched our beloved country go steadily downhill for decades, and in recent years, that process has greatly accelerated.
Yeah, it has.
Now we have reached to a point, this is what Austin just said a minute ago, now we have reached a point where our entire culture is absolutely saturated with evil, and large media corporations make billions of dollars, owned by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, and the Rothschilds, by the way, make billions of dollars exporting that culture to the rest of the world. In the end, we will truly reap what we have sown. If our nation had chosen to reverse course, things would have worked out much differently. But that has not happened. Yet there are individuals and small groups that have chosen to change direction. But the nation as a whole just continues to run the wrong direction as fast as it possibly can. In this article, he goes, I'm going to share some numbers with you as far as what the country now believes. It says abortions have reached their highest levels in 10 years despite bans. Report released on Tuesday by Reproductive Health. Goes on to say, as the total number of abortions we haven't seen in a million a year since 2012, now we're back to that again. Most abortions now are being done by taking pills, the morning after pill. The report also found that 63% of abortions performed in 2023 were from medications. It's become easier and easier for women in the United States to get these pills. In fact, it's being reported that abortion pills basically hit the shelves at CVS and Walgreens for the first time this month, over-the-counter abortion pills. Of course, many of these celebrities are telling you that's a great way to do it. And he goes on to talk about the abortion problem and all the stuff associated with that. But then he goes on, the percentage of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer adults in the U.S. continues to increase, reaching an all-time high of 7.6%. Now, this doesn't include the Generation Z, which they say up to 30% of them claim to be all these different, you know, sexes or whatever. And what was interesting yesterday, just to show how bad this is with diversity higher, et cetera, I had a friend of mine went to get her teeth cleaned, and it was unbelievable. She had insurance for the teeth cleaning, but yet they didn't want to take her insurance because the computers were down. And finally, she ends up getting a guy who comes in to do the teeth cleaning, and he's like some kind of – we didn't know if he was a he or she. We didn't know what his pronouns were, but he sure sashayed well to the back room. I mentioned that for him. But he gets to the back, and he starts doing all kinds of weird stuff. And I mean, she's bleeding, and she's screaming, and she's trying to tell him to get his hands out of her mouth. And finally, after 10 minutes, he says, I'm done with the cleaning. So then he gives her a bill for $400, okay, which she didn't even have these procedures done. It's included x-rays and everything else. When you sign this bill. She goes, no, I'm not going to sign it. You didn't do all this stuff. It's supposed to be free. This is to the level that we've gotten now in a lot of places that we go to and a lot of businesses that we support. And then when you go out, you find it's a franchise, and it's owned by another bunch of big companies. And if you look at it, it's probably going to be State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard again. And so you have to ask yourself a question, who am I going to support? Well, I suggest that you support the local dentist. The guy that you've known for many, many years that doesn't have a franchise going on, who basically give you really good dental service and not have to get you scared out of your mind. Who does a 10-minute cleaning? I'm not joking. It was like 10 minutes. I mean, it's ridiculous. And so that's where we fall into as far as the United States of America and the destruction of our culture. Another interesting article that says this is a pro-gay website. I'm not going to mention the name. The collapse of cultural Christianity, they're talking about this, about it being a good thing, and the rise of cultural queerness. Whoa. And this is a promotion here. It says, how do nations become post-Christian, to quote Ernest Hemingway's, gradually and then suddenly. For decades, the United States has been a bastion of religiosity, bucking the trend of secularization. But in recent years, that needle has begun to move. According to a 2019 poll, between 20 and 25% of adults now identify as knowns, meaning they do not identify with any religion, a percentage that is higher among younger adults. Now, they're promoting this on this article. I'm not going to read you any more of it. They're saying how great it is that the United States is going into the ash heap of history, and we're losing our cultural values and our cultural norms, and that we don't go to church anymore. We don't read the Bible anymore. We don't worship God anymore. We don't pray anymore. We don't raise our children to work. The other day, I had the opportunity, I had a couple kids with me, and, we were up in North Carolina, and it was kind of interesting because one of them was like 10 and one of them was like 11, and I taught them how to cut firewood. And I have to admit, they had never experienced that before that I could tell, is what they told me, and I had to show them how to cut firewood without cutting their foot off with an axe, and I had to teach them.
But that's important. Make sure you don't cut your foot off.
Well, no, you can't stand with, you can't be swinging towards your feet with
the
that.
First time you do, it's interesting.
Well, yeah, and so I taught, and the kids loved it. They loved the fact that they were being taken out, you know, out in the country. They were being taught to cut firewood, and they were being taught how to use an axe properly. That's what Austin was talking about a few minutes ago. You've got to train kids in the way they should go, and when they're old, they'll not depart from it. A friend of mine recently said, manly men doing manly things. And it's the truth. If we stop raising little Americans that way and we stop teaching them the proper work ethic that they need to have, if a job's worth doing, it's worth doing well. I was told that over and over and over again when I was a kid. If you're going to do it right, or don't do it at all. If you're going to focus on something, get it focused, get it right. But these values that we're talking about here don't work. And now they're talking about here, and they're promoting the collapse of cultural Christianity. And they're bragging on how great this is. The sad part about all of it is they're right. And it's not a great thing. It's a horrible thing. But they're promoting it because that's the agenda of the media and what Hollywood has pushed out. Ever since Ellen DeGeneres came out back in the 90s and basically said she was a lesbian. Now, all of a sudden, everybody started accepting this more and more and more and more. And it's been a cultural degradation, you know, on the accelerator since then. And I'm not picking on gays right now. I'm not picking on any of this stuff. What I'm saying is that if you value Christianity and you value what the Word of God says and you value raising your children in a godly home, in a Christian home, in a heterosexual home that men like women and women like men and they get married and they have children, you got to stand your ground on this stuff, guys. You can't just let it go anymore. If you got somebody in the pulpit promoting that this kind of ideology, you need to find another church and stop giving your money to that church. I'm going to be that direct with you. Go somewhere else. You know, the Methodist Church is openly now putting, you know, lesbians and people like that in the pulpit. Why are you supporting that? Why are you giving them money? The sad part about it is that if you don't pay attention to what they say from the pulpit, it'll gradually creep into your thinking, and you'll start believing the same way. That's the power of the pulpit. That's why Johnson did the Johnson Amendment back in the 50s to stop the preachers from coming in and telling the truth and teaching godly values and basically telling everybody what a low life he was. All of this stuff was done on purpose to create cultural degradation, to bring Marxism. This is from the Frankfurt School we talked about so many times from 1933, from Goethe University, that basically came into the United States after they were thrown out of Germany in 33 and went to Columbia University to promote cultural Marxism to destroy the United States internally by destroying the values that made America America. Always remember who you are in Christ. Always remember who you are and who your children are. Keep your kids in church. Pray with your kids. Pray with your spouse. Pray with people that you're with all the time. And remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But we all need to work together in the aggregate because it creates a synergistic effect. You know, as a college professor, I'd tell the kids in school, I'd say, look, you know, I had these college classes I taught for years. And I'd say, synergy, 1 + 1 = 5. They look at me kind of funny. And I said, they mean so the sum of the total, some of the parts is, the sum of the total is greater than the sum of the parts. I said, yes, it means more than that. It means you get create more. And I said, you know, a cord of three strands is not easily broken. You have one strand that'll hold 10 pounds. Another strand will hold 10 pounds. Another strand will hold 10 pounds. But when you wind them and you twine them, now they'll hold 50 pounds. So 1 + 1 = 5. I wasn't doing kind of weird math. I was just telling them, you answer it like that, it's okay. Reciprocity. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. That's the answer to the question. They go, oh, yeah, we like that. Makes sense. You're teaching us something. This is the thing we have to teach the youth. You know, relationships are built on trust, respect, and reciprocity. That's what they're built on. If you have a friend, you have to trust them. You've got to respect them. You have to have reciprocity from your friend. Teach your children those types of values, those godly values that God teaches us in the Word of God all the days of their life. And what will happen to them when they get older, they'll see how beneficial those particular beliefs are and those structures are, especially if you give them a faith in Jesus Christ and you show them what God can do for them all the days of their life. Austin, what do you think?
No, you're spot on with that. That's the whole aspect of raising little Americans. It's something that's eluded a lot of families nowadays because everybody just wants to let the all communist state school raise the kids.
And that's right.
And you know, and this is part of the indoctrination with Marxism. They've worked on this for over 100 years now, getting this implemented in the United States. And this is why it's really, really important to be active and understand what your children are learning, what they're being taught, because this isn't something that's going to go away. You know, people ask me all the time. They say, well, all this crazy stuff that's happening right now, you know, what can I possibly do about it? I said, there's a lot of stuff you can possibly do about it. So the first thing is become strong, become smart, become educated, read, understand what's actually happening. That's one of the first things, is educating yourself on topics. That's the easiest, most effective thing you can do, period, right out of the gate. It costs you nothing. People complain, well, I can't do this, or I can't do that. You can read, can't you? I hope so. you listen to the show, you probably at least you can read. If you can read, then okay, you can start becoming educated. When you become educated, you can help educate other people, and you can encourage other people, and then you can start learning things that you can do. The next phase is going in and being involved with your kids or your family, your friends' family, and helping them out to do the same thing. Getting involved locally, getting involved in areas that you can help benefit the community and continue to grow things, continue to help people, and continue to encourage other people. Because as knowledge expands, real knowledge, truth, I should say, truth, not this fake news CNN communist garbage that we have on television all the time now, but actual real truth. As truth expands, truth brings in light. And when truth brings in light, more and more people can see what's happening. The problem with now is truth is very minimal in most places. And the darkness has become to take over most truth. Most people don't care anymore about the truth because they're too involved and too distracted. And there's so many other things that don't matter, like we were talking about earlier with the sports betting and all this other stuff now that's being used to go in and control the narrative, control the masses. So, again, that's some of the most effective things you can do right out the gate and continuing to keep your health strong. Because when you have your health strong, everything else kind of falls into place for the most part because you start having better mental acuity. You start having more energy. You start having less time you have to sleep. You don't have to sleep 12 hours a day because you're exhausted from adrenal fatigue. You're not having to drink 4, 5, 6 cups of coffee a day because you're so caffeine dependent. Your body's actually getting strong and functioning like it's supposed to. That's one of the biggest things I tell people all the time. If they're wanting to have a really good boost in the morning without any caffeine at all, take 2 scoops of Ultimate Multiple Powder. I mean, that's something I run every day, and I've had numerous people. The levels of B12 in that formula, I told you guys one time I took that product first thing in the morning on an empty stomach before I went and got bloods drawn at like 7 a.m. And what was funny was when I got my bloods back, my B12 levels were literally off the chart. My blood levels were like 1,900 as far as in B12. And I had a physician that looks at all my stuff. He looked at it and goes, golly, your GP12 is really high. I said, yeah, I forgot. I took the Ultimate Multiple Powder. Right? That's how fast those methylated B12s get into your bloodstream, where I literally took it and got bloods drawn 30 minutes later. My blood levels had spiked that high. Because remember, B vitamins are water soluble. They don't store it in the body. You have to continually put them in all day, every day. Same thing with zinc, other nutrients. You got to make sure your body stays top on them all the time to maximize efficiency, productivity, and cognitive functioning and overall health. So again, thank you for supporting Health Masters. Remember, team_Health Masters. Instagram handle. That's what we're working on right now, building that platform, getting it rolled in. Go on there and like, follow, comment. You make a comment on there, we'll send you guys a coupon code to continue to get the truth out there on the website at healthmasters.com. So thank you again for the support. If you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. What do you think, Ted?
I think beef, eggs, and butter.
Beef, good. Eggs, and butter.
Yeah. No pork, no shellfish, no top 10 foods never to eat.
A lot of people don't realize beef, eggs, and butter also help out with testosterone production.
Of course
they do. It's good, healthy fats.
Cholesterol brings up testosterone.
Correct.
And without proper cholesterol, you can't produce testosterone.
Healthy cholesterol with proper fats, you add in products like this with Tongat Alley and other nutrients in it, you'd be shocked at which testosterone levels can do.
And you also take organic, eat organic vegetables. That's when he asked me about, talking about what we can do as far as healthy foods. And this is some of the healthiest things that you can do.
We'll do a show on that soon.
We'll do a whole show on that.
Yes, sir. So you guys have a fantastic evening, my friends. Stay strong. Stay healthy. You need anything, healthmasters.com. And follow team_Health Masters at Instagram. And you guys have a blessed, fantastic night. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow as always.
Love you guys.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.